Like if I said the Scottish were unreached people group, would that be true? Well, I'll give you a little bit of help. We'll unpack this. So the Joshua Project, I don't know if you've ever come across it, but it's an online database which lists all the ethnic groups in the world and tells you how many of them there are, where they are located, and what their status is in having been exposed to the gospel. And so their definition is that there are few evangelicals and few who identify as Christ, and little, if any, history of Christianity in their midst. That the professing Christians are less than 5%, and that evangelical Christians are less than 2%, and an unreached group lacks the resources within its own community to evangelize their own people. So that's what we mean by unreached. Now, in our world today, one third of the world believes in Christ. Two thirds do not. But a second third has access to the gospel. They have access to Bibles, churches, but they've either chosen to ignore the message of the gospel or reject it. Then the last third is the unreached. These people have no opportunity to hear God's word because they don't have Christians in their midst, and maybe 87% of them will have never met a Christian in their entire lives. No Bibles, no churches, no Christians. And some of these people might not even have the Bible in their heart language. And then there's a further little subdivision, the unreached and isolated. Now, there's no accurate information on how large or small this group may be. But to say that it numbers millions, I think, would not be an underestimate. And it is this section of people that are both unreached and isolated that HFA seeks to reach. Now, these people are not isolated by choice, but by things that cause isolation. So what could some of those things be that cause isolation? Any suggestions? Being remote, yeah. So what kind of barriers, physical barriers?
The sea,
okay, deserts, mountains, jungle, lack of infrastructure, lack of roads, no airstrips, no navigable rivers. So there's a geographical barrier. What other barriers?
Political
barriers, where the government does not want their people to know about Christianity. And, of course, religious barriers, where the majority religion may not want to be challenged by Christianity. And also, low literacy can also be a barrier to the gospel, and particularly if there is no Bible in being translated into their heart language. So yes, so geographic barriers, political barriers. And I'd like to show you a little video, because the global church has a huge task before it. How do you think we're doing? Well, this next video will show us, give us some light on that. So, quite a challenge there. And we'll show you what HFA is doing to help reach this challenge. So, when HFA began, we started with strategic research, and that research led to three areas in the world which had the biggest concentration of unreached and isolated people groups. So that's Southeast Asia, the Himalayas, and the Amazon region. So HFA's approach is to put Christ at the center, to carry out strategic research, to find aviation and technology solutions to our mission partners' problems, and to raise awareness that the Great Commission is far from done. And as you heard, there's still 3 billion people who have yet to hear. And all these strategies need to be girded in prayer, without which we will surely fail. One of our first projects was to help one of our partners to improve a great idea that they had of using balloons to transport Bibles into a closed country. However, they weren't technical people, and they estimated that only 9% of the balloons they were sending were getting across the border. So our technicians asked for information concerning their methodology and asked for a sample of the balloon, types of balloon they were using. And after some tests and analysis of the operation, Hope from Above made a few suggestions. The first one was quite simple: buy a better quality balloon. So use a meteorological balloon instead of the ones that they were using. And also the second bit of advice was to use a regulator to decrease the pressure of the gas coming from the gas bottle and inflate the balloon at a slower rate. Because what they had been doing is putting a balloon directly onto a great big industrial gas bottle, and the pressure of the gas comes out at 3,000 psi, and this poor little balloon wasn't given much time to stretch. And so this rapid expansion was causing pinholes in the material, so the gas would leak out, and the majority of the balloons never made it across the border. And we also introduced some health and safety measures, as the volunteers were not technical and did not realize how dangerous high-pressure gas, particularly hydrogen, was. And it was only by God's grace that no one had been killed or seriously injured. And by applying these simple suggestions, their success rate went up to over 80%. Since that time, we've made other improvements, and now the success rate is in the region of 98%. And we have been able to predict where these Bibles will land within a few miles, instead of it being very random. So while HFA's researchers were doing research on these air currents at different altitudes for balloon deliveries, we also discovered a program that predicted ocean currents. Our same partner had tried to use ocean currents to deliver Bibles into a closed country in the past without much success. They'd been putting about a 1.5-litre container, filling it with rice, putting a Bible inside, and then throwing it in the ocean. And one of our first jobs was to try and track where these were going. So we put a GPS tracker in, but the battery life was low, so we increased the battery life to 3 times. And what that showed was that these little parcels of rice with the Bible in were floating right past the target country, which was disappointing. And then we applied our ocean current predicting program to their region. And to our amazement, we found a little island that had an ocean current which, if you threw an object in, would deliver it straight to the beach of our target country. And this event helped spring into life an idea of a floating island. What opportunities would you have if you had a floating platform which you could locate where the currents were favorable, drop a couple of Bibles into that current, and allow nature to deliver it to the coast? And that was when the water drone concept was thought of. And so I now would like to show you